Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. You are listening to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the opportunity to download a free app called TuneIn. Laptops, cell phones, computers, or iPhones, and search WWGH. The name of that app is called TuneIn. Last but not least, you always can call in while I am on the air for questions or if you would just like to make comments by calling 740-383-9944. I would like to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio, and the telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a couple announcements I need to make, bring to your attention. Hold on, please. Hello? Sorry. Okay, starting with some contest winners of oratorical Hello? Yes.
Okay, Cheryl Lee called and asked me if I would call. Well, evidently I may be filling in for someone yet, so I have to do
Yes, you need to call the station number. Can you have a pencil to write it down? Okay, the station number is 740-383-9944. And what is your name?
My name is Jerry Harrison.
Jerry Harrison, okay. I'll call that number and I will answer your call. Thank you. Bye. Seems to be our guest. He's calling me on my cell phone, which is the wrong number, but he will be calling. I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to give you all the information I would like to. I don't think I will, but here we go. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Jerry Harrison. I was calling in reference to CEF Good News Clubs.
Yes. This is Linda.
Well, hello. First time calling, so.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you, Jerry Harrison.
I get to help out now and then. So.
Well, great. That's good news. So, what is your part with CEF?
Well, my wife teaches a Good News Club on Wednesdays at Garfield Elementary over off Clinton Street in Marion.
Uh-huh.
And I am her helper.
Okay.
I've been her helper for 50 years, so. But then we help CEF and the other functions they do, and it's my job sometimes to go pick up Bibles when the kids ask for one of their own, and because we're certainly glad to supply them with one.
That's good. That's real good.
Yeah. So it's really a fascinating thing. The little kids, they're so much fun.
Yes, they are. I used to teach in elementary schools. Yes, they are so adorable and so eager to learn and to know more about Jesus.
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty neat. I know now why my wife is doing it, some of the other ladies.
So how long has your wife been a lead teacher over, well, I'm not going to just say Garfield, but with CEF?
She's been actively doing the teaching for 2 years.
Okay.
And it's been a great adventure for her and one for me as well, to get a call short notice that there's some things that kids would really enjoy having due to the lessons they're learning and things. And so a lot of times we have this stuff already at our church, and anything we can do to help these little kids learn so many different things about life and right way to do things, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing, and it helps to build good character and help them to make wiser decisions in this life today. And you know, and the thing is that we just hope that they can hold on to those things throughout their life. But the Bible says if you train up a child in the way they should go, when they are older, they will not depart. And if they do, they will return. So that's always a comfort for all of us to know and understand. Because sometimes it looks like they're not going to come back, but eventually they do.
Yeah, well, we've seen that repeatedly throughout our lives.
Amen.
We're both in our 60s, and it's just fascinating when it's kind of like the light being turned on.
Uh-huh.
And it is an amazing thing to see how they change from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Because they find out that being a Christian is fun. And that they have a creator that loves them beyond measure. And it's just fascinating. With the little children, I can certainly see why the ladies, most of the teachers for the schools are women. And they're certainly gifted. And they certainly bring a lot of excitement, and the kids are excited. And one day, there'll be more teachers and better parents, all because of it, better citizens.
That's a good thing to consider and to put out there in the air. And a lot of, you know, there's a training process that we do have to go through, because a lot of people may think that we just run out there and do of our own, you know, put together lessons on our own, but we don't. We have right. Our lessons are constructed by Child's Evangelism Fellowship, and they're spot on. It changes even the person's life who is teaching the children. It changes
Absolutely.
Our lives too.
I think the lessons are as relevant to adults as they are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's life lessons in everything in God's Word. And it's a great thing. It's to see them looking at things that they've maybe never heard before and evaluating it and seeing value in it. And it's really exciting for me as someone that doesn't get to be there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And to go in and see all the excitement they have. Can't say enough about the people that volunteer of their time and talents and all the effort that they invest in little kids. It may be parents that work after school, and this gives them a safe place to be and a learning place. And I think it's fascinating. Wish most of the parents could actually come and sit there and see what a great time they have.
Right. They are allowed to come and see and come and hear and come to participate, you know, and know exactly what is going on in the class. And these classes are held after school in a safe place. And usually it's not just one teacher. It's two, or a helper and a teacher. That way we can be held accountable for those young people and want people to feel secure in knowing that their child is just not in the presence of one adult. But, you know, it's a team. It's a team effort that we bring forth. And we're very, you know, particular about those children and that they are safe in the school system, because it is after school, but usually there's a principal around or a few other teachers still left in the building. But it is a beautiful thing. It just really is, and we need that so much today with so much crime and so much danger for our little people.
Exactly right. Sometimes it seems like so many folks don't take the time to understand. They get so busy running in life, chasing something, that they miss their Creator right in front of them and all the things they see and the difference it can make in their life, in their family life, with both their children. And maybe, I believe there'll be a lot of these children will make changes in their family life at home, for their parents and other siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, to me, the program is priceless. And it's worth all the effort.
It is priceless. Knowing Christ is priceless. Something you couldn't pay for.
I do remember one of the most famous Revolutionary War people, Patrick Henry. Everybody remembers him for the "Give me liberty or give me death" statement.
Right.
But he wrote that his life would be a failure if he did not leave with his children a personal relationship with Jesus and his saving grace. And what an interesting thing that 200 and some years ago, truth still the same today as it was then.
So true. The world is still corrupt. I mean, it's good and bad everywhere you go. Not saying that
that's
it's all bad,
sure.
But, you know, there's evil, there's good. There's love, there's hate, life, death. I mean, it's still the same. So all those words are relevant to us today. Yes, they are.
Absolutely. But I think the entire group of adults at CEF are fabulous people, faithful witnesses, and I'm glad my wife is part of it, and for the times I get to help, I look forward to that.
Well, we're glad to have you along as a helper. We haven't had too many adult males to help with the children, but it's good to have one here and there.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I sometimes get tied up. I'm pastor at our church, and so life can be pretty hectic a lot of times. But we have one son that helps my wife, teenage. He's 16, and he's helped, started helping Terry Height.
Mm-hmm.
And last year and this year, he's been helping my wife and or his mom, and it's just it's a great thing for him, and to give themselves, and they learn to do that, and it makes all the difference as they grow up into adulthood. And it's fun to watch the volunteers in the class that do their best to step up and make a difference and help. And then to be able to be a trusted helper. And they enjoy that role.
they do enjoy that role. And that missionary story is is phenomenal to those children. And they just sit there and they listen. And they know from one day to the next, you know, their great anticipation of hearing the rest of the story, you know. Because the story may be, 5 weeks, you know. And they only get a little part every time they come. And they, and then they remember so intently little things about the story, you know, every time they come back. And I usually... I know the older ladies that were helping me at Hayes Elementary. And I used to teach out there too, Garfield. And they were just so excited. They could not wait for her to tell that story. And then it was my turn. They was like kind of loose. They was ready to get up and run around and have fun, you know, after that. But they would just sit so intently. Just waiting on that story.
Yeah. First time I got to go and see a class, it was amazing. Because you didn't have to worry about having their attention.
No. No.
And the last time I got to go, they all colored me a picture. And that was so sweet to have those in church. So it's a very... very interesting little group of people that parents have. And I hope they don't let them grow up so fast that they don't notice. So, because they've got a treasure right there. It's an amazing gift.
It is. And that's a proper age to catch them, too.
Sure, one day they grow up and they grow up really fast. And now can make all the difference in a lifetime. And everyone benefits from all of that.
It gives life more meaning knowing Christ as your Savior. And, you know, being able to lean and depend on Him instead of yourself.
Along that way.
So we, I had heard our president, Donald Trump, stating that he was going to sign a bill that Bibles will be able to return to schools and prayer back in schools. What do you think that's going to look like?
I think it's a fabulous thing, but it's there's going to be a lot of pushback against it, I believe, but I believe it's worth all the effort that it takes. It's one thing to talk the talk. It's another to actually do it.
True.
And any time that we can teach these little kids and possibly save them as far as their things they learn and save them from learning the bad things and making bad choices and learn how to make good choices and to be a good friend, a good neighbor, one day a good man or a good woman, and that those things they learn at Good News Club is stuff that can share their entire life. It's not, Christianity is not just for kids. It's for the grown-ups that don't trust in the Lord or never have met Him. They could find an answer to a lot of things if they would just take the time to stop chasing the little things that catch people's eye. You know, whether it's a bigger house, more cars, all this stuff. And they never have time for much of anything, much less each other. Sometimes I think that's why sometimes the kiddies grow up without a lot of influence, because everyone is running around so busy. But the people that volunteer, that are there for them after school, can really fill a huge void for the little kids. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And I know... I don't know what you think about atheist people who claim that they do not believe in God. Do you think that's a true statement, or do you think they're just using that for an excuse?
I think I believe it's an excuse because anyone knows that everything that we see that a person didn't build, the mountains, the sky, the seasons, the oceans. All of that stuff has been there as long as I've been living. And according to history books and all the things we know of history, it's been there. And it can't just be so perfect with no cause. And God's word tells us that even the rocks cry out about him. Hmm. And we look at the earth and it tells us every day there's a creator. And when you really start to look for him, when that point in your life that you just know there's something and you search for him, you'll find him.
Mm-hmm.
We had an exchange student from Germany years ago,
mm-hmm.
and she had never been to church. And before she went back to Germany at the end of the school year, I challenged her because she was very, very smart. And I asked her, I said, do one thing before you discount God and Jesus Christ, the one that went to Calvary to pay the price for sin. Say, search God's word and learn, read it and learn it and seek him out. And you'll find out that you'll find him. And now she's moved back to the United States, has a really good job down in Georgia, and she's a Christian and goes to church,
mm-hmm.
because she did find him. And I would challenge anybody, and that's what Good News Club can do, is put that want to know in there. And if people will just take the time to do that, they'll find something that can make their life so much better.
I have a little script here I would like to read. Not a day goes by that we are not in need of God's grace and peace. Every morning we need his spirit to fill us again, to strengthen us for what's ahead. Every day we need a fresh word that he speaks to our hearts to help keep our focus on what's more important. Trying to run this race of life without Jesus will do nothing but drain us dry. There's no point to life, really, if you're living without Christ. What do you say about that?
I agree with that. I was always thankful. The word tells us his mercies are new every morning. And he had to have a lot of them for me, because I'm like everyone else, was born under a debt that I couldn't pay. And thank goodness there was one willing to pay it for me and for everyone. And that's the friend that the children learn about that makes all the difference. Indeed it does.
Oh yes, definitely.
I know the kids all love going. Some of them come to the fundraising activities CEF does and have quite a bit of fun at all those things. It's always good to see them. It's good to see them out in public, and they run up and tell you hi because they remember you and they're looking forward to the next class. So, but I'm sure every single teacher in the Good News Club group has that kind of story to share.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They do not forget a face.
That's for sure.
Yeah, they don't. And you know, like when we're at the fair and we witness at the fair, and we are located in the Coliseum every year so far since I've been a part of it, and there'll be many come through there, and if they know you or have had you as a teacher, they will say, aren't you so-and-so? I say, yes, how are you? And they'll say, that was my teacher. You know, they would tell their parents or whoever they may be with. Yeah, it is a good feeling.
That's so much fun. I got to do that last year, help at the booth, and it was really fun. And you're absolutely right, boy. They don't forget your face, and they still have that excitement. If I was a young parent, I couldn't be thankful enough for the program they have and the teachers they have. Fabulous.
Yes, and you know, I think parents of children who are in Good News Club, I know by the year's end of that class, they feel the presence of God in their homes. If it was never there before, I'm sure they feel it once those children have been saturated with the Word of God and with the presence of Christ in their own lives. And, you know, Christ is so big, you just can't contain him anyway. So he's throughout that entire home, you know. And that's so fabulous.
God always blesses what you do for him and his calling for folks, the teachers, and all those that help. And he always blesses what you do, even when you think you wonder if everyone listened and all those things, and you'll find that it does way more than you ever dreamed it does. Because God always blesses what you do for him. And if we'll do our little part, he'll do the big parts. There was a time I couldn't believe they'd ever be able to have a Christian program in school. It seemed like so many folks want to fight all of it. And I find it interesting that a few folks can make such noise that they can try to overrule the majority of people. Because I just can't believe that our country is not a majority of God-fearing believers. They just need to put some action to their faith.
That's true, and we all understand, or should understand, a lot of that took place when Madeline O'Hare had her right to have prayer taken out of the schools. Because schools used to be a safe place. And it was a place of instruction. It was a place where you had to respect your elders, your teachers, and, you know, it was a place of order. And we were orderly, you know. We just didn't. We had our time to go out and play and our time to come in. Everybody took their turns to the restroom, you know. I just remember it as being, the atmosphere is different. I put it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, praying, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, all that, all those things.
Mm-hmm. There's a different type of respect.
I always had hope it would come back, because as long as there's tests and quizzes in school, there's always going to be some prayer. So I know kids want all the help they can get, and God will be glad to help them in all things. So
that's true, because, you know, even children need one another's prayers.
Uh-huh. I see that with some of the young folks today, and that's a great thing to see them ask their friends to pray for them.
Yeah, they need it, just like we do.
And they learn those traits and things. And clubs like the Miss Club, teachers they have, terrific thing.
And you know, the thing I really like about CEF is that they teach them to pray for one another. They teach them to say their prayers to Christ. They teach them to read their Bibles and to learn scriptures. They teach them those things, and they also make them well aware that they can receive Christ as their Savior from sin. You can go through a lot of teachings, but you may not have the type of teaching where they offer them Christ for salvation. That was one of the main things I loved about CEF. And people say, well, they're too young to understand, but no, they're not.
No.
Because God says even a child can understand.
Absolutely right.
But then we adults have all these big questions like, we don't understand, you know, but even if a child can understand, why can't they understand?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I know some of the little kids, some of the questions they ask, and sometimes even older kids will ask some questions about, well, why this, why that, or they don't quite think it could be true, and I always like take them to Job 38 and see some of Job's questions and then what God told him he had to give an answer for. Mm-hmm. And let you know that you're not quite as important as you think.
Hmm. We know nothing.
I always thought I was woefully inadequate, but yet Jesus still loved me.
Oh, yes.
And gave himself for me.
Absolutely.
And for everyone, all these little children.
Yes.
Wants nothing but their good.
Well, are you looking forward to the luncheon and silent auction? Will you be participating in that, your wife and your...
Oh, I'm sure we will. Yes, absolutely. That's a really great time as well. To have lunch together with a bunch of friends and maybe folks you don't know.
New friends.
Get to see them. And, of course, our kids like to go on, especially for auction things. If there's an auction, they love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think almost as much as my wife does. So that's a great thing. Anything we can raise that helps get the gospel into children's hands, into their hearts, it's worth everything.
Well, for those of you who are listening, Child Evangelism Fellowship Luncheon and Silent Auction to benefit the Good News Club will take place Saturday, March the 7th, 2020 at Cornerstone Alliance Church, 2010 Marion Marysville Road, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. For early bird bidding, doors open at 10:30. And if you would like to donate an auction item or for luncheon tickets, call 740-262-0939 or contact me here. I can give you my phone number, which is 740-361-1162, and my name is Linda Sims. Or you can call Cheryl Lee, and her telephone number is 740-262-0939. And as Jerry Harrison is telling you a little bit about the silent auction, we're going to let him continue. So, have you purchased any great things from the auction in the past?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm the pay for guy. My wife, I follow her around, and she on the silent auction. They're really easy. You look at the item and then write a bid down on the sheet, and then you can go to the next thing. And they have those open for so long, like maybe it's an hour or 2 hours. And if you see something you like, you can want to raise the bid, you can. But we got a Kincaid painting one time, and a chair for the office church, and all kind of other things. Sometimes some really terrific things the kids like, whether it was games or sometimes there's terrific clothes, things for the home, because there's a lot of folks and businesses that support the Good News Club, so there's some neat things to see and do, and the lunch makes it even terrific. So there's lots of good things there.
Yeah, but more food than you can eat most of the time.
Well, I know it's, yeah, I have to make sure I don't eat too much food, but I know it's really good.
It is good. The, shredded chicken sandwiches, sloppy joe sandwiches, pulled pork sandwiches, usually always mac and cheese, green beans, salad, dessert.
I know the fellowship is almost as good as the food there.
That's true. That's so true. It's a time of fun and peace.
But hopefully if there are a lot of folks to come, it would be well worth their time.
It sure will be.
And they can find out how they could help. Even if it's not teaching classes or something, there are other ways you can help. Other ways you can donate things, a little bit of time, or the little can where people can save up during the year and then turn that in. There's lots of things they can do. Because there's something that everyone can do.
Yes, it is. Even if they just decide to pray for us and pray for the children. And
well, absolutely. That's the most important part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if we don't help our world now for the kids that are growing up, it could make someone pretty fearful about what they'll face. But we have an opportunity, and we're, everyone's wise to take advantage of it. And if your kids don't go to Good News Club, start, bring them and come. Mm-hmm. And they'll find out that they would have a terrific time. And you could be, the parents could be assured your kids be safe, learning something that's good for them, and having fun. That's a beautiful thing as a parent.
True. Wow, we have, believe it or not, close to running out of time, and I'm so glad that you shared with me, Jerry Harrison, and to our listeners today, and thank you for calling in and sharing your experience with Child Evangelism Fellowship. And what's your wife's first name?
Linda.
Okay, Linda. As same as mine.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. And how she loves, I know she loves her job, and because you love being her helper. And
yep, she does love her job there. And she does consider it a job. If you do something that you love, you never go to work.
Right.
And she loves children, and she loves sharing Jesus with them, and coloring pictures and teaching them, playing games with them. We both think it keeps us young, so.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like being with the wise, you become wise. Being with kids, you stay young, right?
Absolutely.
Can't beat that. Not at all.
Well, I certainly thank you for all you do, for the Good News Clubs and the kids. And all you ladies are fascinating, I have to say. Makes our town a better place for all that you do.
Yes, Child Evangelism Fellowship is pretty special. It is.
Absolutely. I wish I would have had that when I was a kid.
We had something similar to that when I went to Mark Street back in the I know I'm dating myself, the late 50s and early 60s, we used to leave our school during school hours and walk across the street, Greenwood Street, to that church on that corner. And it was Bible time, and we learned verses, we colored, we had coloring exercises, and we learned verses, and I think we were maybe there, what, 45 minutes or an hour, and then we walked back to the school. So it was similar to Good News Club, and I have no idea what it was called back in the day, but always looked forward for that time and learning about God, you know, at a very young age. And that's where these children will be. They will not depart from that. God will always be a part, a big part in their lives. They may not quite understand it, and maybe they'll understand it better than I did because it's taught differently to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
They get more information about it, and they get to participate and rejoice, and not only rejoice, but the praise and the worship time, you know, and it's just fascinating. It just really is.
Yeah, they really get excited, that's for sure.
Yes, they do. Well, I'll be hoping to see you at the silent auction once again. That silent auction will take place March the 7th, 2020, and it is for Child Evangelism Fellowship. And don't forget the luncheon donation is $10, or if you want to donate an auction item for the luncheon, please call 740-262-0939, or even if you would just like tickets for the luncheon, okay? Or you may call my number, 740-361-1162, and all funds are payable to Cheryl Lee. And again, her number is 740-262-0939. And share this with your friends, your neighbors, your daughters, your sons. It doesn't matter how old they are. They will be excited. Because a silent auction, there's so many things you just can't even imagine if you haven't been to one. All the fun that it is and all the nice items they have. We have also baked goods for sale and, for auction and, wow, loaves of bread, cakes, pies, cookies, it's just shoes, clothing, you know, appliances, small appliances anyway, perfume, purses. It's a fun time, and there are a lot of things that you would be able to use, I'm sure. Last year, I think I spent $40, most I've ever spent at an auction, and that was a lot of money to me. But I enjoyed myself. And just like Jerry Harrison and his wife, I'm sure she finds a lot of things to buy, doesn't she?
Oh, sure does. Sure does.
Sure.
And it's a lot of fun. And yes, it goes for such a good cause.
Yes, it is. And we're time sensitive. We're in there early. Doors open at 10:30. We are out of there at 2 o'clock. So it's not a long, drawn-out day, you know, thinking, oh, we'll never get out of there. That's not true. That's not true. We're in and out of there.
Nope, it's terrific. I'll say that.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you once again, Jerry, for your time.
Well, God bless you. I look forward to seeing you in the summer.
All right. You take care. And tell your wife hello.
I sure will, Miss Linda.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, it's time for, oh, we're out of time, really, and I did share with you about the silent auction coming forth on March the 7th. I didn't get a chance to do my oratorical for the Martin Luther King contest, Mackenzie Lewis Junior Division, 7th grade. It is up to us to turn the tide of inequality and work together to break the cycle of injustice, one unfair act or situation at a time. Well, I would just like to say thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I'd like to thank Jerry Harrison for calling in and sharing with us his experience and his wife's experience with the Good News Club over at Garfield Elementary. We're in most of the elementary schools here in Marion, Ohio. And we have been for about since 2009. So it's been an ongoing program here. And the rewards have been great with the youth and the parents and the schools and the participation of our community. And we thank you all for all that you have done, all that you say, and all that you do. It helps us have a safer community like Jerry was sharing with us. And you don't even think of it like that. But when God is in it, it's a good thing. It's a better thing than what we can do on our own, because he is phenomenal. He does more than we can even ask or think. Till next time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking